Voters in Salem will decide at town meeting Tuesday whether to approve a $23.5 million public safety complex. The new building would house both the police and fire departments in that town. New Hampshire Union Leader correspondent Adam Swift has been covering this issue. He joins Morning Edition now to talk about his reporting. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Adam, can you go through some of the details of this proposal in Salem?
The basic of the proposal is, you know, the town officials have been looking at a new police or fire station or a combined facility for, you know, probably over a decade now. Back in 2004, there was a proposal for an $8 million police station that voters did vote down. So I'd say over the past year or two, a committee of several selectmen have been looking at a plan to get the public safety project back in front of voters. And what they've come up with is this combined facility, which would be both the police and fire station at the site of the current police station on Veterans Memorial Parkway.
Why do they say they need this? Is this, you said this has been going on for a decade. Is it simply because they're looking for more space, modernizing facilities? What's the issue?
It's both of that. It's both the facilities that would that this would contain, the central fire station and the police station, are they're both up on 50 years old. They don't have the infrastructure for, you know, kind of the modern communication. They don't have the space for storage at the fire station. They don't have enough of the apparatus space or some of the new equipment they've purchased. And, you know, even for some of the new equipment they have, they have 13-foot bay doors, which aren't large enough to actually get the new ladder truck in the door, so they have to store it at another station. So it's really a question of, you know, outdated facilities that have been updated and the need for space for a growing community.
Adam, are supporters saying that combining the police and fire departments in this one complex will actually end up saving the town money in the long run?
Yeah, they believe it will save the town money, and they believe that doing it this year while the interest rates are lower will also add to the cost savings.
There's been some opposition to the project, most notably from the Salem Police Union. Is the concern simply the price tag, or are there other issues being raised?
It's the price tag. It's also, they have some concerns that they feel they haven't been funded for personnel and some other items that have, you know, kind of been on the books, and they feel that the selectmen should be looking at funding the personnel and kind of making sure there are no cuts rather than going ahead with a public safety facility before they take care of those other issues.
If the project will get approved on Tuesday, what would be the timeline for completion?
They're looking at the end of 2017. They would kind of do it in phases so that they would build the new police part first, so then they could move over the police into the newer part, and then, you know, kind of build the fire station out and have everybody in there by the end of 2017.
What's your feeling as to how people are feeling in town one way or another?
I think it's going to be close. I mean, there have been a bunch of major school renovation projects over the past couple of years that have passed by the voters, but it always seems like the school projects get a little extra push and have a little more popularity than the public safety facilities. So I think it will be a close vote, whichever way it goes.
New Hampshire Union Leader correspondent Adam Swift, thanks again.
Thank you.